This is Trahant Reports, commentary about Native American issues. I'm Mark Trahant. It's the time for State of the Unions. President Barack Obama, of course, on January 20th, a variety of state reports across the country, and Indian Country's national version, the State of Indian Nations. On January 22nd, National Congress of American Indians President Brian Klonowski spent about an hour talking about some of the challenges facing the more than 500 tribal governments.
I bring a simple message. From the tribes of the 21st century, we must tear down barriers to growth, simplify regulations that are limiting opportunities, and acknowledge that tribes have the capability as governments to oversee our own affairs.
President Klonowski's talk covered much ground, a lot of material critical to tribal governments, such as rethinking the federal trust relationship, an invitation for leaders of Congress to visit Indian Country, and for Washington's NFL franchise to finally change its name. I'd like to expand on two themes from the State of the Indian Nation speech, youth and technology. The most common age in America today is 22 years old. This year, 2015, the millennial generation will pass the baby boomers as the largest age group in the country. Indian Country is even younger than the rest of the nation. The American Indian Alaska Native population from birth through age 24 makes up 42% of the total Native American population, compared to about a third for the country as a whole. We are at a moment in history where we really ought to be investing more resources in young people. Yet, instead, as President Obama said in his State of the Union, we're loading up this generation with student debt, a total that is now exceeding $1 trillion. This is the logic behind the president's call to make community college free, a proposal that will certainly benefit Indian Country, including tribal colleges and universities. But this is also about technology. We need a structure to prepare people for jobs that don't yet exist. This is what President Klonowski said.
And take an especially close look at technology. The Rural Broadband Development Project regularly reviews technology access in rural America, yet the last technology census of tribal nations took place before Google, before Twitter, or before smartphones even existed. The best data we do have indicates an ongoing digital divide. While 73% of non-Native Americans have access to broadband, sadly enough, in Indian Country, it's only 10%. In spite of these barriers, tribes are maintaining their place as the first American innovators. We also need a comprehensive and updated study of our technology needs to advance more common sense initiatives like this one to increase our participation in the digital age.
We do need more information. The digital age doesn't look like it did even 10 years ago. Back then, the Facebook was a new startup, and certainly not much of a presence in Indian Country. Today, Facebook is in most homes, on our phones, and a present linking Native America in ways that television networks never did. On social networks like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Native Americans are creating, telling stories, and building communities. This is just the beginning of the digital age. It's not just social media either. It's a whole world of commerce, activity, and potential. So what does it mean? Well, once we figure out how to unlock these digital tools, we will never again be faced with watching our children leave a community just to get a job. We can create our own jobs, anywhere, in a village in Alaska, a reservation in Montana, or yes, in a city. But the choice will be ours. But for that to happen, we need to prepare young people better. They need to have a bundle of tools ranging from computer science to video production. Some of this preparation starts with schools, helping young people get basic skills in math, science, and writing. But much of this digital age starts with imagination. The beauty is that we now live in a world where storytelling has a value. And that's a value Indian Country has already understood and has for thousands of years. This is Trahant Reports, and I'm Mark Trahant. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Trahant Reports.